And this is Paula Alexander. She is director of the public health director of the Franklin County Health Department, and she's going to go first.
Hello. Thank you all for coming. It's been lovely to hear these partnership stories, so bear with us. We'd like to tell you of one more. We're very proud of our 3 for Free program. Most importantly, we're very proud of the partnerships that have been the foundation that have led to this and many other similar initiatives. 3 for Free was awarded a NHO Model Practices Award this July in L.A. Frankfort, Franklin County. We are the seat of Frankfort State Capitol. We are located about 30 minutes from Lexington, Kentucky, home of the NCAA University of Kentucky Wildcats, national champions. We are about an hour from Louisville, U of L, for any U of L fans in here. We are about an hour and a half from Cincinnati. Across from Cincinnati is the Greater Cincinnati International Airport in Kentucky. So just to give you a little geography. Again, we are a population of just under 50,000. Our main employer by far is state government. Distilleries are a very, very close second, though, however. Jim Beam, Buffalo Trace, and another close county is Wild Turkey and Four Roses. Just to give you a little demographics there. Our health department is, we have five main teams. Tammy heads the largest team by far, the clinic. We also have a home health agency. We have, of course, an environmental team, the director's team. Those are people who report directly to me, including health educators, and our business office team. I told you a little bit about our foundation being our partnerships. For several years now, we have had a very strong community partnership through MAP, and that's M-A-P-P, two P's, Mobilizing for Action Through Planning and Partnerships. You may be familiar with that. It is a CDC model for bringing partnerships together, and every one of our health-related coalitions in the county, community interest groups, comes under that. We have about 70 entities now. We are very interested in a public health accreditation. We had our FAB site visit last week, and it was a beautiful thing to hear many of our partners come and tell our visitors about how they have experienced, not only for their own organization, but for the group as a whole, how we have grown through that experience. So if you are in a community that is even thinking of going in that direction, I strongly encourage you to do so. There is another name up here that is not, who cannot be here today, and that is John Lyle, who is our contract preparedness coordinator, because this is a preparedness exercise as well as an exercise that gives back to the community by providing free flu shots and also providing for a local food pantry. With that, Tammy's going to come up and give you the details.
Okay. Thank you, Paula. We do not have any relationships to this close. Okay, Paula has already given you some of the background. We are the state capital, less than 50,000 people. And then the health department, we were 75, unfortunately. We have had some attrition and some other things going on, so we're down to about 62 employees. So we're talking about a very small area. 3 for Free was kind of the brainchild of Paula and John, our preparedness coordinator. We had been doing drive-through flu clinics to help immunize the public for, we'd done a couple in the past, but nothing out of the ordinary. But we decided to use the drive-through flu clinic for a preparedness exercise where if there was a problem, we could distribute the SNS medications or whatever through this same method. And then also we could, in exchange for a free flu shot for this drive-through, we ask them to donate 3 non-perishable food items. So there's 3 reasons for the drive-through and then the 3 non-perishable food items, and that's where it gets its name, 3 for Free. The purpose was to conduct the full-scale exercise to practice our strategic national stockpile plan. And in doing that, we're practicing with our partners, and then we're collecting the food items, and of course, we're immunizing the public. The planning team, the names aren't important, but you can see the different agencies: the County Emergency Management, Frankfort Police Department, Street Department, Transportation Cabinet. Because we are in the Capitol, we get to use some of those state agencies also. And then Frankfort Transit. We did have Kentucky State University Nursing Program, American Red Cross. Again, you know, some of them are listed there again. But it was a true collaborative effort of the community, not just of the health department. We sent out a public notice the day before just to let everybody in that area know that we were going to be blocking off the road, and this was the route of the traffic and how it would flow. We put an ad in the newspaper and said, hey, we're giving free flu shots, here's the route, this is what you have to do, be in line by 7:30 if you want a free flu shot. And then staffing. We had several different agencies again, police academy, of course the city and county police officers. We had 20 KSU nursing students, Kentucky State University nursing students. We were kind of tripping over each other, but it's so good to have that partnership, and they love that experience, and that's the one thing they always want to do with us every year. So we took as many as we thought we could handle. American Red Cross always helps us with that. Emergency management, the city and county. And then, of course, we set it up in the incident command, just as if it were a true emergency. We have the command and control, and it, you know, how it's a kind of a top-down operation. But all of the positions have their own job action sheet, so they know exactly what their responsibilities are, what their tasks are, and what they're supposed to do. The administration, the nurses, the safety officers, traffic control, it's all broken down. And here is just, we have everybody sign in, and they have their own vest. If they don't, we have, like, volunteer vest. That one is specifically Red Cross there, but we also have other agencies, the Kiwanis Club. They're the ones that collect the food for the food pantry. The CERT, that's our Community Emergency Response Team. Frankfort Police, they're all involved. And we do just-in-time training, and this is John, who Paula was talking about earlier, and he talks to the safety personnel and the traffic. He's actually a retired state police person, and so he is able to pull all of these agencies together. And then I do the nurses and the support staff that are going to help the nurses as they go through, as the patients go through, or the families. And then the route, again, we just show, we've changed it through the years, you know, lessons learned. We needed more space. The first year we had 14, and this, for our small town, this is huge. We did 1,400 immunizations. But at that time we did children also. So we had to enlarge the route quite a bit. The drive-through course is now 2.3 miles. And we do have traffic control. We use the coning. And as I said, we have the transportation cabinet and the street department from the city. Our signage, and we try to make sure we have plenty of people, lots of safety. And then Kiwanis Club collects for the emergency food pantry. We keep one lane open for safety so that if there is a problem, we still have that one lane so you can get in, can get through in and out as needed. We use the left lane for registration. This is just a couple of pictures from that. We use a one sheet registration form. We're not charging, so we don't need all that insurance information and all that. We have a few questions that we ask, and simple demographics, and make it as easy as we can. And then the traffic goes up and around the circle. By that time, they have their form filled out, and then we put it on a clipboard for them, collect the clipboards back at the, you know, it's kind of like a circle, so it's back at the same place, and then they go to the right toward the pod. And this is just showing where they turn into the pod, to the drive-through lanes. This is shows the traffic congestion. We use our Commonwealth Credit Union is a bank that's located in our city. It actually has three branches, but we use the main one, and it has six drive-through lanes. So we have nurses in between the drive-through lanes. We have our stations actually set up on those on the little drive-through areas. And again, this is just a different shot to show you what it looks like before. The first year we did it with all six lanes, but and it's a good thing we did because we had so many. But the last few years we actually used the middle two lanes for equipment. But if we needed to, and you know, if the need was there, we could use the entire six lanes. And then this just some pictures of unloading and getting set up. Started to do the injections. See all the volunteers from Kentucky State. And then we ask them to please put their car in park. Try to do all the safety measures we can. And then this is just shows, they come through in everything. The big dually trucks that can barely go through the bank lanes, and to motorcycles. And the very first year we did it, we did kids also, and they would come in van loads. So we would have to climb in the van, give shots to all the kids, because they were strapped in the car seats, of course. So it was quite an experience. And then they exit back to the highway. We don't have them sit and wait for a certain amount of time. We give them the shot, they can go on. We haven't had any problems with it. It has worked very well for us. Some of the results, I'm going to skip to this. In 2009, we actually didn't count the number of vehicles that we had, so I just put countless because it seemed that way that night. I thought we would never get finished. But we did do 1,400 vaccines, and we did it in about 3 to 4 hours, but we had as much as a 2-hour wait time, which was not good, but you know, we didn't have any complaints because that was the year, if you remember, of H1N1, and everybody wanted that vaccine, even though at that time it wasn't the H1N1 vaccine, but everybody wanted their flu shot. Okay, then in 2010, we had 410 vehicles, 584 vaccines. The reason for the huge decrease is because we gave the vaccine in the schools. We actually went to the school and immunized the children, and then we just advertised this is for adults only. So we kind of did it in two different steps. We did it again in 2011, and you can see how much our wait time came down. The more we did it, the more, you know, the easier it got. And also, I don't want to forget to mention, we in 2010, we collected 5 truckloads of food, and this is like the a regular sized truck bed. And in 2011, let's see if I can go back one. 5 truckloads of food in 2010, and then in 2011, it was 4 truckloads, so it was a little smaller because we did a few less. But again, we got faster at 9 minutes. We just did ours for this year. I didn't get the results because we did it literally right before we came here, and I got the results on Monday, and we actually had our wait time was 7 minutes, so we had improved that also. And then these are the real results. What, you know, this is a mark, you know, it's good for the community. It pulls all our resources together. Yes, we spend the money on the flu vaccine and the time, but it's great marketing for our health department, and not just our health department, but the whole community. And the public expects it now. Even though you can get a flu shot on every corner, Walgreens and CVS and all that give flu shots, but we have lots of people that would not get immunized if they couldn't get it for free. So we try to accommodate them. We don't usually do it until toward the end of October, just because that, you know, we don't want to give a lot of flu shots to people who have insurance, that, you know, have other methods of payment, because they need to use that. But but like I said, the people who don't have a other payer source, this is great for them, and it gives us, we're able to practice our preparedness plan on how we distribute the SNS. I think that's it. Does anybody have any questions? Yes, sir. Well, first of all, this is my supervisor, and she's all for it. So,
we have a very progressive board of health. We have a very progressive board of health. I talked about the health department getting an HO Model Practices Award. Our board of health got an ALBO, got their first ever gold award in August. So, They're for it. They understand public health, and part of our job as employees of the health department is to see that continues. We try to be proactive, always try to, in explaining again the marketing for public health and to bring people on, and that prevention, the cost, how much better it is to put your dollar in prevention than that $5.60, whatever it is now on down the road. They get that. They understand that. And they are members of our community, too. Many of them are retired, but they have professional volunteer day jobs if they don't own their own businesses, which many do. So they, being in a smaller community, does have its advantages. You have those relationships. You ask about Kiwanis. We have many, many civic organizations that are members of our MAP. It just happens that Kiwanis steps up for that. As far as the food pantry itself, our preparedness director and his wife are very active with the food pantry, and so they already had it worked out. As a matter of fact, it was our preparedness director's wife who asked him, and then we talked about it at church because we go to the same church, you know those connections, knowing that we were getting ready to do for the second, third year, whatever, our drive-through flu, could we collect for the food pantry? It was like, bing, what a great idea, because...
Yeah.
Actually, I think there's advantages of being smaller sometimes because you know each other. You work together, you might go to church together, whatever.
The other question about pulling everybody together, are you familiar with MAP?
Not.
Okay. It's mobilizing
for action
through planning and partnerships. I forget the acronym. I just know it has to do with partnerships. And we have one of the most active partnership groups. I think we have 70-something different agencies on that MAP coalition. And it has helped us in many different ways. And this is just evidence of one of them. But a strategic or a community health plan, the CHA and CHIP, the community health assessment, feeds into our community health improvement plan. And so we work with these partners all the time. So they're very active and are very willing to help us do whatever as far as improving the health in our county.
Okay.